Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Strady. And now, Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the podcast. We've got Jade, Damien Leith and Strady. We've got the Melbourne Cup to do very soon. So the Melbourne Cup at the Lagoon Seafood Restaurant. You've never been there.
I've been to the Lagoon.
I met you.
That's how you talk when you left.
That's how
pissed
I left.
After the show. You're not bad, are you?
Yeah, it was great.
When did you fit in a couple of vodkas? Crikeys. Oh, you did. You were there when we did the big client launch that night. Yeah, that was a good night.
It was a lot of fun. It's a gorgeous restaurant, gotta say.
It is.
Really nice.
Stacks of food. Melbourne Cup's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
We did it last year.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
It is going to be another.
Do you
big
like to
year.
Have a bit of a punt?
Well, you see, they don't have a TAB at the Lagoon. Oh. So last year, I took my iPad. And so I became like a freaking SP bookmaker for the people at my table and a couple of other tables around. Oh. I made a killing.
He's that fella.
Yeah, he's that guy. And then this year, I think we're doing a couple of mystery races and all that.
Yeah.
But there's no dancing.
It's going to be good.
You can't do any of that. So it's
well, I don't think we danced last year, did we?
There's no room to dance last
year. No, exactly. It was
you can shuffle in your seat, though, can't you?
I mean, I suppose you can.
You can do a little, you know.
Yeah.
Move your arms around, kind of.
You're
vibe.
Going along, aren't you?
I'm going.
You're
along.
Coming. All right. Yeah. Are you going to sing?
I'm not singing.
You're not singing. Why not?
Because.
Why don't you sing, you bastard?
I'm not singing.
Why not? You're there. Entertain the masses, mate.
That's the problem with being like a singer. Anytime anyone you go anywhere, they're like, can you sing a song? How about you sing a song?
That's
it's like
right.
If you're a masseuse and you go, oh, I'm a masseuse. Oh, yeah, I am. My shoulder's a bit sore.
Rub my back.
That's right. And, you know, look, comedians as well. Oh, go and get up there and tell a joke. Yeah. Be funny.
Funny man.
Yeah.
Be funny.
Get up there
and
be funny.
Are you doing a celebrant while you're there?
Oh, I did marry a couple of people there. I could marry anybody. If you want to get married on Melbourne Cup Day, it's a bit late for it. Can't really do the legals, but I'm happy to marry you.
Have you ever had a situation where they've gone, nah, at the last minute, just boom?
Yeah.
Oh, you've had it?
Yeah, I've had a couple, actually.
Really?
Sure.
You see it in the movies, but you don't know that it really happens.
Not like down the aisle, not the day of, but certainly the week of, I've had a couple.
No.
A couple where, you don't ask that question anymore. Does anybody object to this marriage? You know, you don't say that bullshit anymore.
Gone.
I've had girls call the week of the wedding and say, I can't do this, he's cheated on me, or I can't do this because this has happened and blah,
blah.
Well, I'm
glad they pulled the pin and not just gone ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I have, though, thought to myself sometimes, these two are wrong for each other.
Oh, you've had that.
I've thought that all the way through and thought, these guys shouldn't be getting married.
And have you taken them aside and said, hey, listen, bit of advice?
No, because...
You've only got a few hours to pull out of this thing.
I've taken the money and run, basically, Damien.
It's not my problem. See you later.
Although I must admit, I've married quite a few hundred couples and none of them have been divorced, so... That's pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah, so you're the lucky charm.
It must be.
Maybe you should write that on your website. Married hundreds.
No divorces.
Yeah, 100% success rate. It's probably because they meet you and the wives go, I'm doing well.
Yeah, you're right. You bitch.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can make it to Friday. I'm that tired at the moment.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, what's wrong?
Baking a kid. It's hard when you're 40.
Baking a kid.
And then you've got, like, other kids as well. I've just been tired. And, like, we'll leave work and you guys go and do other stuff and I go home to bed.
Yeah, you
until
do.
Until school pick up. The later I'm at work, the more I start stressing out. I'm not going to get enough sleep. Because I just don't sleep at night. I'm getting bigger and you get all uncomfortable.
You get restless and all that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm restless. I'm hot. I'm cold. I've got the big belly. And when you move from left to right, any pregnant lady can relate. You've got to take, like, 5 pillows with you and then put them readjusted and go back to sleep. Your wives would have done it. Pillows between the legs and under the tummy. Last night I was in bed and Milko was doing some work. And then I think he must have maybe had a couple of too many whiskeys because he's doing his distiller's course. And maybe he was doing some sampling. And he came and then he ran, like leapt into bed. And the bed just went, dunk.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, I think you've broken the bed. You've broken the bed. He goes, I think I have one of the slats, I think, is broken out. Yeah. And so the mattress was on an angle.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, God, we have to fix it. I'm like, no. Let's worry about it in the morning.
Yeah.
I was that tired. I'm like,
you slept on an angle?
Yeah, because I was like,
can you imagine that? If Milko's on the downside, he's got Jade rolling on top of him.
I was so comfortable out of human pillow. Milko on the other hand.
Poor Milko's in there going, Jade, get off. I can't breathe.
I did check his pulse before I left. He's still alive.
He's still alive. All right, good. Oh, thank God.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay Strady and now Damien Leith.
Hey, we're talking about things that have broken and you just haven't bothered to fix. Earlier this morning, Jade was talking about the bed.
And he came and then he ran, like, leapt into bed and the bed just went, dunk.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my God, I think you've broken the bed.
Yeah, broke.
And she slept in it. I can't believe it. But we're all guilty of it. Look, I've got a dodgy chair in my studio. It's going to collapse one of these days. I know it is. I've got to clench the old buttocks just to keep it in place. Day in, day out.
Old buttocks.
Well, it is old at this stage.
So give us a call, Illawarra. What have you had broken? You just couldn't be bothered to fix. 4275 1965.
In Lake Heights, we have Mel. Mel, tell us what in your house is broken and you just haven't fixed it.
Hi, guys. Well, lots of things. My head. Back when I was living with my mum, we had like these really old school doors that are like crappy and splinter and everything.
Yeah.
And I was moving furniture, and one of the bed legs went through the door.
Oh.
So instead of replacing the door, my dad and I just got a piece of cardboard, cut the cardboard to size, put some black duct tape over it, and it's still there.
Oh, geez.
Still there. How many years ago we're talking?
Oh. 8 or 9 years and it's still there.
Wow.
Duct tape lasts forever, doesn't it?
It does. It sure does.
It's incredible. What about you, Rod, there in Tullamore? What has broken that you didn't bother fixing?
When I moved into Tullamore, I had the ceiling, the roof angle is really high and there's heaps of space up in the roof. And I always wanted to build an extra room up in the roof. And so I never got around to it. It was like 5 years later. When this COVID hit and we were stuck at home. So that's what I've been doing over the last pretty much since this COVID start was building. So I've got 3 extra rooms now up in the ceiling.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, it took 5 years to get there, but hey, you know, that's all right.
You moved out of home.
Better late than never, I reckon.
Don't need the rooms anymore.
No, that's right, but still, project completed.
Yes, exactly. 4275 1965, if you want to give us a call. What have you broken that you just haven't bothered to fix?
Christina in Balambi, what's it been for you?
Oh, Christina's dropped out.
Christina said, I'm not getting involved in this.
It's her mobile phone.
Yeah.
She still hasn't fixed it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jade and Strainey, now with Damien Leith.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
It's a big day today, isn't it?
D-Day.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean Dino Day?
No, it's not.
It's
D-Day.
No, it's not.
D-Day for a lot of Illawarra households. Year 12 students have got their first exam. English or advanced English, and then there's some languages later on this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's the biggest, it's the pinnacle of your school career. You spend 13 years at school, and the HSC is the final tick or nail on the coffin.
It's the final hurdle until you're home free.
Yeah. But it was such a big deal when we went to high school. That was like your make or break with your HSC.
Yeah.
If you do well, then you potentially go and do the career that you want. If you don't do so well, you. But a couple of jobs and hopefully getting later.
Yeah, but it has changed. I mean, and the message that goes out there now is, okay, don't sit back too much, all right? Do your best, of course, but there are lots of avenues, so don't go into the exams freaking out either, you know? Yeah.
You know what I noticed about the 2020 HSC? Very different, as you said, when we were growing up and when we were going to school, because, I mean, they actually offer things like business services, construction, tourism, travel and events. They were never around when
I was never had that. Jeez.
That's
never.
Called relevant subjects.
Exactly. Electrotechnology. I mean, they're all amazing cool. now. And you're right, the avenues that kids can go down after they finish the HSC is absolutely brilliant.
But you just have to make sure that, you know, you do put in your best over the next couple of weeks because you don't want to be, I was pep talking to Lani saying it's not going to define you, it's not the end of your life.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I said, are you studying? She goes, but this isn't going to define me, Mum. This is not the end of life. It's like, don't you know where to get me?
Threw it back at you.
Oh, and then I had to use another analogy. I'm like, a marathon runner does not stop before the finish line.
Very true.
You've got 3 more weeks.
Nicely put.
You just need to put your head down, your bum up. Oh, I should give her I haven't given her a little call to say good luck.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Give her a little call and just say good luck.
Yeah, nice. I've got a number here. Yeah, hang on.
She might not answer if it's a private number, but.
Ah, that's right.
Give it a go. Surely, give it a go. Go on.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, sweetie. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was just ringing up to say good luck.
Oh, thank you.
How you feeling?
I actually just feel like it's a normal morning.
Good. That's exactly how you should feel this morning, Alani. It's just another morning, darling.
Exactly.
Have you been up, like, you know, doing some yoga stretches, had a shower, had a good hearty breakfast?
What? Well, what's she? She's not doing a yoga contest.
No, I just printed out my COVID form, had a bit of a play on my phone, and then looked at my notes, and now I'm getting ready to go to school.
You're raring to go. And, hey, in the lead up to the exam, has your mum been helping you, tutoring you at home, doing anything like that?
Hell no.
She's doing advanced English. She knows I'll just hold her back.
Yes, that's right. Hey, mate, all the best of luck to not only you but to all of the students across the Illawarra. It's a massive day, but enjoy yourself, mate. Make sure you have a little party afterwards.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Good on you, Lani. See you, darling.
Yeah, and she does go to a Catholic school, so good morning to the principal and teachers at Corpus Christi.
I'll party afterwards.
Yeah, a little bit of hell no.
That's all right. Yeah.
Not the partying bit I was worried about.
It's all right. She's year 12. They can say
exactly
that now.
Right, yeah. To all of the students right across the Illawarra, 77,000 across New South Wales. It's extraordinary. All the best of luck for today.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith.
Oh, hello. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Why? Big dad fail.
So when did you fail?
I had a massive fail last night, all right? And, yeah, it's kind of on my mind. Okay, massive fail. Now, you know, I've moved into my new house.
Yeah.
And we're loving it. It's an old house.
It is old. It's very, like, art deco.
It is, cool. Yeah. It's a cool house. It's an old house. Anyway, Eileen and I, we're downstairs. We're trying to sneak in a bit of time to watch a bit of Netflix. You know, all the parents, we all do it, all right?
Like, yeah. Child-free time where you can sit in the lounge and just do nothing.
Well, that's right. You know, sent the kids to bed. Kiki was up there. She said, hey, can I listen to some music to help me sleep? I said, yeah, do whatever so that we can watch Netflix.
Just stay in bed.
That's fine by me. So I've mentioned before we have Alexa, this little device. It's Google Nest and all these other little devices. And you can play music and it can tell you jokes and all the rest. Anyway, we're downstairs. Isla and I watching TV. I can hear the music upstairs. Kiki's playing music, and it's pretty loud.
She's got it cranked.
No, I'm like, there's no way she's going to sleep through that. Okay, there's no way, and actually, there's no way I could watch my TV show with that going on up there, that racket. So as it turns out, Alexa, unlike Google Nest, you can control it from an app on your phone.
Ah.
Oh, right, so you just had your phone downstairs.
I had my phone. So I opened up the app, and I turned it down. All right, I could hear it going down in volume upstairs. And, it's a win for Dad.
Yeah.
Then I hear some footsteps, and then it goes back up again. So Kiki obviously got out of bed, turned it up again. I go, well, no, stop that. I'm turning it back down. Get on the app, turn it back down again. A while later, she's moving again. Turns volumes back up. I actually even think louder than before. Went even louder. So I looked at Isla and said, okay, enough's enough. So I turned off the song from downstairs.
So you just
turned
closed it off.
Yeah, that's
no
it.
No more music.
No more music, that's it. And, you know, that's a win for us. A few moments later, I hear that, you know, that familiar sound of a kid coming down the stairs.
Oh, yes.
That kind of thumping.
The moment of dread.
It's like an elephant walking in your house.
And Kiki walks into the living room and she was kind of pale in the face. And I said, what's wrong, Kiki? And she says, I think there's a ghost in the house.
Yeah.
I know straight away why she thinks there's a ghost in the house. Now, I didn't even think about this when I was controlling it with the app. The poor unfortunate, she's up in her bedroom, she's listening to music, the volume's going up and down, and then suddenly the music's going off. She says, the wardrobe is open, I think there's a ghost in the house.
Oh no, I'm so freaking out.
I felt terrible, I really did. I took her back up to bed, and I was just like, you got nothing to worry about. It's nothing, just get back into bed,
give her
a kiss goodnight, and I left. And I feel like... You know, she was good.
Did you tell her, like, that it was you doing the Alexa?
No, I didn't. I'm not going to tell her that. I mean, I got Halloween just around the corner. This is the ultimate prank sitting in my lap here. I'm not going to tell her that.
Oh, that's not a dad fail. Rub that Vegemite off your forehead. That's a dad win.
That's a win. All right. Nice.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Leith.
Hello. Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wait FM 96.5.
Celebrity Buzz.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, they have teamed back up again. I've got to say, Ben Affleck looking pretty good these days.
Well, he's split with Jennifer Garner and he's back out on the market.
That's
and
he went into rehab. He's not on the market. He's got a hot younger girlfriend. I think that's been the motivation. But he's looking good. He's not, doesn't have the beard anymore. Lost heaps of weight. Oh. And he's appeared in a new Instagram video alongside his bestie, Matt Damon.
Hey, I'm Ben Affleck.
I'm Matt Damon.
And we'd like to invite you to come to LA and have lunch with us. And
yeah,
have...
basically we'll fly you and a friend to LA.
Dude, don't be weak.
You like, just said
human beings don't behave like... How is it in their interest that is people might interested? Hey, when you come see Jason Bourne, when Batman.
Robert Pattinson's coming?
No, Jeremy Renner will be there.
And Jeremy Renner did not play Jason Bourne. He expanded the Bourne universe. Pattinson took your job.
So thank you very much, and we hope to see you soon.
Oh, that's very funny.
So the video of them just having a heckle with each other, and they are very funny together. I remember from their early days when they were in Dogma and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you can basically hang out with the guys in Hollywood. When restrictions are lifted, you can win this because it's for a good cause.
Yeah, good.
Yep, so all the details, celebbuzzwavefm.com.au, enter now, and if you win and you need to take someone... I'm available.
I wish they had written another movie after Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
I mean, the one they asked,
it's
an amazing script, and then they just rested on the laurels. Yeah.
Maybe they will. You never
know. Well, let's face it, they made a bunch of money out of Good Will Hunting.
Right. Hey, Beck Jarda has been labelled insensitive after sporting a Free Melbourne t-shirt in a series of posts on her Instagram stories. I mean, she has been riding out Melbourne's lockdown in a $7.3 million mansion, so probs needs to rethink her wardrobe. People are like going, sweetheart, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
You don't need to be freed from anything. You're not in a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That is right.
Roxy Janko is getting a bit of flack as well, and she's posted a lengthy, expletive-filled rant on Insta after lasting only 6 hours on Channel 7's new reality show, SAS Australia.
I can't do it.
Start thinking about why you're here. If you don't want to be here, if you think it's a game, if you want to enhance your careers or whatever you want to do, you're on the wrong course.
Yeah, I actually can't.
When I say stand up, go, grab your bergens, line out, go, move.
My leg's killing me. I can't do it.
You have anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're 100% sure?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Why?
It's painful. I don't want to give up. That's why I came.
I don't want to give up, but I'm going to give up anyway.
I think it's been to go for quite a few weeks, and she lasted 6 hours. Yeah. She's jumped on Insta and said, look, I broke my pelvis 6 weeks ago. And that's why I couldn't do it, and that's why I called it quits.
Well, pull out of the show then, you knobhead.
She did.
No, but I mean, before it all goes on.
Before it goes on.
Before it all goes on.
And look, you know, some people went, you poor thing, and other people went, oh, look, I'm going to have a stab at you anyway. Gee, 6 hours. My wife was in labour longer than that.
You can never argue with a woman in labour.
That's a smackdown if ever I've heard
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
Another person said all the excuses in the world, so up herself, she couldn't take her handbags with her. That's why she left.
Yeah, yeah.
Gee.
So poor Roxy, she's getting some flack. But if you want to check out SAS Australia, it continues tonight, 7:30, Channel 7.
Yeah, right. You know, she lasted on that show almost as long as her husband lasted in jail.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.